Welcome back to the Cookery SOS podcast. Over the recent number of days, I've had one or two messages from people asking how we keep our focus. And what does it really entail, focus? Is it motivation? Is it a goal? So hopefully I'll expand a little bit on how we kind of see it. The systems, again, it's all systems. It's nothing too complicated. It's something that we can all do. So here you go. At the start of our new world, I'll call it a new world, new road, new life. When we got to, Mrs. J got diagnosed with MS. At that period of time, and it lasted for, you know, a number of weeks, number of months really, trying to adjust, but professionally I was all right. I was okay in my job, doing well in it, succeeding. But once we had that news at home about the condition of MS and how our whole world was ripped apart, and that sounds quite a strong statement to say, but it was ripped apart. I can remember telling people our lives will change, they will never be the same again. Whatever we were doing at that time would never be repeated, it would be totally different. So we hit rock bottom, and in that case you've nowhere else to go. But I suppose you have got two ways to go. You sit there and you keep just upsetting yourself, denying it's ever happened, beating yourself up constantly, or you get back up. Now when you get back up, that became, or becomes, a focus. And obviously the food was the goal. It still is to this day. Still is to this day. Every day we have to have what I call a fresh meal. Something different. We don't have the same meal Monday next week, the week after. Every night is a different meal. So that became the focus and became the goal. But we've all been there. And I know many of you now, you are using the systems that I talk about via Cookery SOS. Find a focus. I know some of you, again, are having a go at cooking. And you're starting off. And you might be thinking your food's no good, but I'll tell you now, if you're eating fresh food instead of the processed food, you're doing all right. But find your focus. I suppose, in a way, the focus, my way of kind of explaining it, is a hunger. It was a hunger inside me, down in the pits of my stomach, and in my mindset that, no, we're not accepting this. We're not having our lives ripped away. It's not going to happen. I'm not having life pass us by. and we're just going to be sat there and like passengers? No. That was never going to happen. So the focus then really stemmed from the hunger. The hunger to succeed. The hunger to make a difference. And I keep saying hunger, and obviously I talk about fresh food all the time. It sounds like it's a pun. It's not meant to be, but if it works for you, it works for you. And the focus is that kitchen for me. Go to work, come back home, get in the kitchen, get the pans out, get the knives out, get the fresh food out. You know, I'm just using meats that you can all purchase from your local butchers. Veg from the supermarkets, whatever you can get hold of it, just get fresh food. It's not complicated again. You don't have to be going out searching up and down the high street to get food that I cook with. Once you've got that focus, your mind, it can't shift it. It's in your head all the time. It's buzzing around, but not buzzing around in a bad way. You get a high off it. You end up, it is motivating. You want to succeed at it, so you think, go on, I'll cook that tonight, I'll do the other. And I think I said this in the past, and on a podcast, it's repeat and repeat and repeat. So if you're doing something similar to us at home, and at the minute you don't think you've got a focus and you don't think it's going to work and you're wondering where you're going to go, what's going to happen to you all, find the focus. So for one of you, that hopefully it's one of you having to go in the kitchen, you're cooking. But you may not be. You may be all right already. You might be quite happy what you do with your food. It's fresh, but no, John, it's not for me going into it in depth like you've done it. But I do like my garden. Right, go to the garden then. Use your garden as a focus. Turn it into a big display. I'm not asking you to go to the Chelsea Flower Show, but that's your focus. You're still with the family. You're still at home. You've not left the home. You're outside for your fresh air. But make it your focus. It could be the gym. You may like going to the gym and you're seeing results. But it's taking hard work to see the results. No one's going to give you them results. And that's the case of anything. I think over my time, since I've been cooking, I think I've probably done, when I first started it, I've done over 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours in the kitchen with the pans and the knives and the chopping boards and all the ingredients. So that was my focus. But, and it's turned into what it's turned into. You know, it's good food. I can't fault it. You imagine putting that kind of time, that kind of focus into your garden. Before you know it, you have got a show garden. The gym. You put 10,000 hours into the gym, you're going to succeed. And I suppose that's what I'm trying to say to you. Focus can be anything that you want it to be. Doesn't have to be cooking. It does for me, but it might not be for you. But to succeed and give yourselves half a chance, more than half a chance, I tend to think, you've got to push on. You can't afford to just sit back and let that world pass you by. Because ultimately, it's yourselves that have got to do it. It's no good blaming whoever. Didn't do this, didn't do the other. No good blaming them. You're the ones in control. I keep going back to control. And again, I've used that word in other podcasts. Control. You control your, and this sounds very corny, but it's possibly true. You control your destiny to a point. You can either sit there and let it all cover you up and just cloak you. And in some respects, you're unable to breathe because of it. Or you rise up, you get back up. Use a focus, find a focus. We've all got one. And once you complete one day of working on that focus and using it as the motivation to complete another day, you're repeating. You're just repeating up the processes all the time, the systems. I think I'm beginning to run out of time here because on these podcasts are only about 10 minutes long at the moment, but I'm hoping you get the idea of the focus, why focus is so important. Don't give up. Have a go at it. See what you can do with it. And you'd be surprised how quickly you will feel better. And it becomes second nature because you're just constantly repeating. The mindset soaks it all up. You'll notice your family and yourself feel a lot happier. And you've got your little bit of time out as well as a unit. As ever, thanks for listening. Thanks for all your messages of support. This is a peer support group. And we'll speak soon. Bye.